Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for today's show, which is Business is Personal. What you do and why you do it matters. And I am completely thrilled to bring you today yet another incredible leading lady, Shannon Anderson, with Anderson Event Group. Shannon, are you with us?
I am. Thank you.
Hi, darling. I'm so happy that you're here today. You're so welcome. And today our topic with Shannon is we are going to be talking about, our topic is everything is glamorous from a distance. And I just thought that this topic was so apropos, and Shannon would be the perfect guest to have this conversation with, because what Shannon does in her amazing business is one of the many things that she does is she works with really big clients and clients who would often be thought of in a pretty enviable position. You know, if you were to stand back and take a look at the types of clients that Shannon works with, like Facebook and Microsoft and these, you know, Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies, that is her core client. And what I thought would be really fun to talk about today is that there's so many people that think, gosh, if I could only land that really big client and, you know, gosh, what I would do to get in with Google or Facebook or someone like that. And I thought that our conversation today could dispel, you know, that it's not like going after the big one isn't always as glamorous as it seems, and that what's really more important is that you go after your ideal client, which may or may not be, you know, this type of client that we think would be so glamorous to work with. So, Shannon, with you starting Anderson Event Group and what you do, you've worked with a lot of these remarkable kind of clients, and I know you and I have had many discussions about, you know, that brings with it its own level of challenges. And so I just thought that we could start off today's show by talking about, you know, if you could dispel that idea that, you know, that it's maybe not always as glamorous as it seems and that everything often does look glamorous from a distance. So could you speak to that a little bit for us?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it is one of those things that when you work with such a large corporation or successful or even a new, it sounds, like you said, it just sounds awesome. You're like, yes, I've got the big one. But then what it comes down to is each and every big corporation has rules, has regulations, or if you're dealing with some of the newer companies, especially as we have such a change in business today, we have some clients that call us 3 weeks before they have a major event happening, and we have to build something from the ground up. And there's no teaching them that, you know, the more time we have, the less expensive it is. They just don't care. While you have these great clients, you've been to their will quite a bit, and you try as much as you can to try to get them on some sort of schedule, but that just does not happen very often. And you just kind of learn to work with that. But it's it can be really stressful because you do want to make a big change and you want to give them the best that you can. And it sometimes is just not the way that they want to do business. And again, you know, being a small company and working for small companies pretty much my entire life, working for these large corporations in general is very much against, you know, the whole reason that I've worked for small companies and started my own was because I didn't want to do the corporate bit. Yet when you work for, you're hired by one of them, they really want you to do a little, you know, fall in line with the way that they do business. So that can be quite challenging as well.
Well, and I would imagine, I mean, you kind of become, you almost get absorbed into their organization, I would imagine, to where you essentially become an extension of their team. And you,
yes.
You know, for that period of time, you actually are working for a corporation again.
Yes, absolutely. Down to, you know, reports and the demeanor, the way that you handle things, everything is done by their books, and as it should be. I mean, they're hiring you to do a job, but sometimes it can be very much against your nature, which can be difficult to do, for sure.
Well, you know, and I think it's interesting, Shannon, because I feel sometimes, and I certainly have an example of that myself, but I feel sometimes like we get into something and it could be, you know, working in a corporate setting or becoming an entrepreneur or having one business that we walk away from and we say those words like, I will never do that again. And yet I think it's so interesting that you chose the path of entrepreneurship and smaller enterprises, and yet your core competency and who you really end up working with, you know, like you said, is the very structure and companies that you thought that you really wanted no part of. And so I think sometimes that, you know, that the thing that we think that we don't really want, maybe it's just that we don't want it in a particular way, but you're so good at what you do. And I want to get to this a little later in the conversation, but I know that sometimes even if somebody wants you, you're not so sure that you want to take them on as a client, but we'll come back around to that.
Okay.
But one of the things that I thought could be really fun that we could talk to our listeners about today, you know, be it that they're entrepreneurs and have their own businesses and they want to get their foot in the door with one of these larger clients, or if they're, you know, a really dynamic woman in corporate America and they're looking to partner with one of these larger companies and create some kind of a creative or strategic alliance, what would you say if there is a secret, or what is the secret then for you to, like, landing something like that or at the very least getting your foot in the door?
You know, that's actually a really good question, and I've been thinking about this the last few days because I've had some amazing opportunities that when I first was in front of them, I thought that they were, you know, it was magic. It was just like I happened to be there and things just happened. But what I realized what it was when I really started thinking about it, it happened because it all started back, you know, 6 months or a year ago or however long it was when I was building relationships with people who got me in front of that particular person. It talking about letting people know what you're doing, where you're going, what your plans are. You have absolutely no idea who you're talking to, who they know. It's absolutely amazing. And like I have a great partner that we work with that he had mentioned that he's now in this great place with this company. And it all happened because he happened to be standing right there. And, yeah, that might be initially why he got the business, but he still has the business because he was amazing at what he does. So it's part work, it's part networking, it's just letting people know what you're doing. I've had people in the most mysterious way ever get me in front of people that I never would have thought of. I mean, we're talking just casual friends of a friend that I meet, and I mention, you know, what I do or what my plans are, because in particular I've had something that I've just slowly been launching out recently, and it just is because someone heard me talking about it. And it's also making sure that you're not over-talking about it, because that can get you in trouble too. But letting people know where you are and what your plans are, the connections there are just priceless, absolutely priceless.
Well, and it sounds too like, you know, what you're saying is that it's a matter of being visible.
Yeah.
And I think, and would you say that it's also a matter of asking?
Oh, absolutely. Before I even got to where I am now, when I first decided that I did want to work for myself and I wasn't wanting to work again for an agency, one of
mm-hmm.
the things that I struggled with, and actually this is one of the things you and I have talked about also in the past, is that I knew a lot of people, but I had never said, hey, I'm looking job. You know, I started this company. This is what I do. Do you have anything available? And just starting to reach out to people, I got business that I just never even imagined. And I had so many people that would give me, you know, I don't have anything right now, but, you know, I know so-and-so is looking for something. It was amazing, but it takes a lot to make that first step where you actually ask. At least that was for me. It was kind of a struggle in the beginning, and now I can't shut up about it.
Well, you know, and I'd love to go a little bit deeper on that. Why do you think, because I'm asking you this, Shannon, because I don't think that you're alone in that, but why do you think that getting to that point where you could ask or you could inquire or you could get more visible about what it is that you were really wanting some support with, why do you think that's the case?
I think I was, for me personally, I was nervous and I was afraid that people would think that I was expecting things from them and that
mm-hmm.
maybe I wasn't 100% secure in what I had to offer. I mean, I knew I was good at what I did, but it was
mm-hmm.
I'm making this big leap, and then I'm asking. And in the events industry, which is, you know, where I'm based, a lot of us have friendships along with business relationships, and it's hard to make sure that you know that you're asking as not just as a friend, but as somebody as I want them to want me for my professionalism, not just because I'm a friend. And so
right.
I think it was a mixture of all of that that really kind of held me back. But honestly, the minute that I put word out, I had so many people respond to me. And, of course, I had a few that didn't. There's always that. But the support that I received, I realized that a lot of people, there are people out there that do it, and those people are very successful because they're not afraid to ask. And you just have to get over that initial. And the minute that you start doing it, you start getting responses, that pumps you up, so then you, like, send out even more requests. it's the first one is scary. The first one that you do is scary, but it gets better from there.
Well, and Shannon, I love your candor, and when I think about who listens to our show and, you know, the women who our content and our conversations can really support, I really feel like that's the kind of crossover experience that many, many women have. And so there are women who may be looking to just transition from what they're doing and maybe go to a different corporation. Or maybe there's women listening who actually would like to leave corporate America to start their own business, or who in fact may be entrepreneurs and want to go back and have something that's a bit more structured and doesn't have the ups and downs that entrepreneurship has. And, you know, it's certainly been my experience that the latter part of what you said, I think, is really, really rings true, and that is having doubts about is what I'm offering really good enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that also then translates into, am I really ready? Like, am I really ready to say, hey, I'd love to get my foot in the door at Google, or do you know somebody that works at the Ritz-Carlton, or whatever the case may be? Or I'm trying to get somebody, you know, on, you know, one of the political platforms. You know, I mean, it could be as, it's far-reaching, and I feel like so often that self-doubt is what holds us back. And what I love about how you kind of wrapped that up, Shen, was the fact that you said the minute that you ask, the minute that you put yourself out there and you become visible, things start happening. And that has been my experience as well, hands down. The moment that I start actually taking action and moving closer and moving towards the thing that I really want, the most amazing things start happening. And so, you know, kind of coming back to our question, if somebody wants to get their foot in the door, you know, what it sounds like you're really saying is, like, just start doing the work. Start showing up. Start asking for support. You know, and just start putting yourself out there. And that can be a pretty scary thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. And I mean, putting yourself out there is huge. And the one thing, though, is that sometimes what you think you want is not necessarily what you want. And that's a hard one to really figure out. You know, you think you want this big prize, and then you get it, and you're just like, wow, is this really worth everything that I just went through for it? But, yeah, no,
right.
It starts with making yourself known to people and really getting into the industry. In my industry alone, a lot of this is the way that we get business in general is through word of mouth. And then the way that you get it through word of mouth is you have to have a good product and you make friends and you make sure that those people know that you're available for other things. And making sure people know your entire range of what you do is huge, because sometimes we get pigeonholed into one area. And so then they don't know that this other area that you really, really enjoy doing, nobody knows that you're doing because you didn't say anything. And even if they don't go with you, just saying something like, you know, just in the future, just so you know, we actually have, you know, we create this or we can do this, just so you know. They're going to remember that as long as they know. If they don't know, they can't come to you.
No, that is absolutely right, Shannon. So I really feel like the takeaway from this is, you know, which I say a lot, and that is start before you're ready. And,
yes.
You know, and just start, like you said, just start letting people know that this is what you do. And because I don't think that we ever know really what we're going to say that might resonate with someone. You know, and even when you're giving a talk or even this show today, you know, what we think might have been the real gems of content or the great answers to a question, you know, someone may actually pick up on something that we just, you know, kind of take for granted. So I think you're right, Shen. I think really showing up and being present, and I think being available to the opportunities, too, when they arrive. And
yeah.
You know, and I want to turn the tables on you a little bit. Is there, do you have someone like that? Like, is there a client or a company or an industry that you would just love to get, you know, your foot in the door? You know, and you certainly you can disclose that if you'd like, or if you would prefer not to, that's fine. But in saying that, are you taking those steps that we just talked about to start to kind of stir things up to make that happen for yourself?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, the other thing I was thinking about when we were just talking about this is patience. You know, we all want such instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
With this one particular client that I'm working with now, it's actually almost been, as of October, it will have been a year that I'm working on getting them into my product. And I think we're almost there. It's almost complete, but I have been on this since October. And I haven't made I've made progress with them, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to do it, but it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes they need to figure things out themselves and even have work, and I still work with them in other areas, but this one particular area that I want them to utilize us for has been hard for them to fully commit to, and I think they're ready, but it just takes patience. It takes being a problem solver for them for other areas and then building that trust so that when we do this big piece for them, they know that they're in good hands with us. So it's hard, it's difficult, and just when you think that they're no longer going to be interested in you, they'll all of a sudden, like, pick it back up. I've been there. I've been like, really? I think they're going to never talk to me again. And then, boom, out of the blue, it comes back. So it takes some persistence and patience.
Well, and I can't help but feel that there's wisdom in that too, Shannon. And maybe it's working with, the idea of an open hand, or you know, the art of detachment. You know, to where you put it out there and you do your due diligence and you follow up and you stay persistent, but you do it, you do it in the art of being detached from the results and just, like, having that knowingness and that belief that if it's, and I know it might sound a little corny, but, like, if they're really meant to work with you, then it will work out. And believe me, I understand the impatience part completely. Mm-hmm. I've certainly been there, and it hasn't happened in a while, but it's certainly probably, you know, it's not like it's happened for the last time for me. But I think that when we can practice, you know, just really being present in the moment and trying, you know, to practice, like, not looking too far ahead. And I'm not talking about not planning, but I'm talking about letting go of that expectation. And it sounds like you've definitely, that you've kind of mastered that. And I'm sure if it does come back up, you remember, like, oh, yeah, I just need to be patient with this.
Yes. Absolutely, and knowing your client, that they don't necessarily make rash decisions or quick decisions, or maybe they do, but it takes them a while to get there. It's a roller coaster, but if it's really something you believe in and something that you want to do, it's completely worth it. Absolutely worth it.
Well, with you saying that, let me ask you this: Have you ever had an opportunity come to you where on the surface, like, the money is insane, it's clearly going to be profitable, but that there could have been something, it could have been, you know, philosophically, it could have been the way that they treated their employees, it could have been their lack of communication, where on the surface, like, people would be, like, there's a line of other companies behind you, like, waiting to take your spot if you don't want it. So on the surface, everything looks like it couldn't be a better client. But have you ever had those moments where you thought, you know what, it's not about the money and this is not a good fit for me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's actually a current struggle. I take deep pride in, you know, my work and that I'm able to do the best that I can for my clients. I want them to walk away from each experience with me knowing that they made the right decision in hiring me. And I am currently all in a struggle with this because I love actually the people that I work with in this particular company, but I struggle with what I need to do for them. And it's not, I think, at the end of the day, the best fit for me. And so I need to learn, and it's something that I'm constantly working on too, that beyond money, beyond even being able to work with some really great people, sometimes it's just not the right fit. And if it doesn't feel right, if you're not feeling good, it's definitely not worth the money, no matter how much it is, if you're having a struggle with it. And of course, there comes the point, like, if it's the majority of your income and you know, choosing the right way to have the relationship go. And, I mean, I know people, there is a line of people that know my struggles as well, but still would be dying to have this particular client. And
Absolutely. It's
just, I can't going forward do that because in the end, if I'm not feeling great about it, that is going to come across, even in just minor ways, to them. And that's not the kind of experience that I want my client to have with me. They need the best from me. And if I'm not able to bring it, then I need to be able to also let that go.
So what would you say to someone, Shannon, who was in that position where, you know, the money is great, the opportunity is great, but they know that for entirely different reasons that have nothing to do with the financial part, that it is not a good fit? How do you reconcile making that decision, which can be really terrifying, you know? Whether they're, you know, the bulk of your business or a smaller percentage, it's like, that, you know, I don't care what business it is. The way that businesses grow is by bringing in new business and generating revenue. So, you know, so whether it's the pressure, you know, of an executive saying, you will absolutely not walk away from this business, or if it's an entrepreneur, like, what would your advice be to them to, you know, reconcile it? And what's on the other side of that no? Like, what comes after, in your experience, and I'll share mine if we have a minute, but what is your experience that happens after you say, thank you, but this just isn't a good fit?
I'm still working on that, but it's hard, because the first time that I'm starting this process, I felt guilty. I felt bad, and I felt like I was letting people down. And the thing is that by constantly feeling that way before I said anything is no better than actually saying it. It's not easy. It's actually very hard, but there are professional and ways to leave the relationship intact and in a good place, because that's the goal. You don't want anything terrible to happen, and no, you know, you want them to always think of you fondly. So, depending, and it all depends on the situation and what you have going on and how you can do it, whether it's helping find somebody to fill that position for you, you know, your position for them, or just working with them in any way possible to make sure that there is, like, a smooth transition. That's about the best advice I can give. But keeping a positive relationship is key. You do not ever want to burn any sort of bridges whatsoever. Even if they were terrible and the people were terrible, you still want to make sure that you keep your relationships intact, especially as an entrepreneur. And because the only thing that people have to go on with your business is your client, even past clients that you're no longer with. Keeping your reputation is key.
It is, and I think that I would only add to that that, and you and I have had this conversation in the past, that what we know to be true, because we've both had that experience of walking away from a client or turning down an opportunity that we knew just wasn't a good fit, and that is that if it's not a good fit for us, then even though they may not agree, it's not going to be the best fit for them either. So,
yeah.
But I am certainly wishing you incredible continued success, and I know your clients love you. I know that for a fact. So, Shannon, we are at about a minute and a half. So I just want to ask you before we wrap up, given today's topic that, you know, it looks glamorous from a distance. Is there any, you know, closing feedback or any sage advice you'd like to leave with our listeners? And we've got about 30 seconds.
You know, honestly, just keep at it. It is glamorous from a distance, but there are so many big rewards, too, for going after whatever you want to be, whether it be the big client or the, you know, the distance. It's worth it. It is absolutely worth it at the end of the day.
I love it. It is worth it. Well, Shannon, I can't thank you enough for being with us today. And to anybody who is interested in knowing more about Shannon and what Anderson Event Group is all about, please check out AndersonEventGroup.com. And you can reach Shannon at Shannon at Anderson. shannoneventgroup.com. So Shannon, thank you again for being with us today. It's been such a pleasure. You're so welcome, and I appreciate your time. And until next month, ladies, I am wishing you a career and a business and a life that you love and that you're passionate about. And please remember that what you do really matters, because business is personal. Okay, we'll talk next month. Bye for now. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.